But today we want to look at overcomers. Overcomers. It is a beautiful thing to think on that word. We've come for our communion service today. And we are only here because of the great love of God. We're here because God has given us some overcoming power. Amen. The song, "What a Wonderful Savior," there's a line in it that says He gives us overcoming power. And that's who God is to us, beloved friends. Sometimes we feel that we can't do it. Sometimes we feel as if there's no way that I'll be able to overcome, but I'm here this morning just to remind us for these few minutes that we serve a God who gives overcoming power. And it doesn't matter how deep we have plundered in sin or we have been overcome by the enemy, God is saying to us today, I want to renew that overcoming power that I have given to you. Overcomers. Well, this word denotes a person who overcomes, one who succeeds in dealing with or gaining control of some problem or difficulty. Succeeds in gaining that control, the difficulty, the problems. Have you seen some problems lately in your lives? Or some difficulty? Perhaps not. But friends, it's how we deal with them. And I have 3 points this morning, just before we go to wash. 3 things that I want to just reflect on. An overcomer is always soaking up something new from God. That's a thought for you to meditate on. An overcomer is always soaking up something new from God. You see, today's strength and the way we overcame today is not enough for tomorrow. And so the true overcomer is always soaking up something new. And I like this thought. I was reflecting on this the past couple of days, that one is either walking toward God or walking away from God. You see, the overcomer is walking toward God. And sees the difficulties, Chris, the obstacles, the time when Satan almost punches us down, if you want to put it that way. But you realize I'm not staying down, I'm rising up and I'm moving forward with God. That's the idea. An overcomer sees God the way God sees. He believes it into being. An overcomer believes faith over fact. See, it's easy to look at the facts and you're looking at that. But faith is saying you don't need to see it, but you know who you believe in. And therefore not seeing, faith goes the extra mile, saying I don't need to see, I don't need to feel. I know my God has said. That is it. What God has said. And so the Word of God gives us strength in this. In Revelation, let's go there and just reflect briefly. So in the scripture passage, we see this idea. And this is the chapter that from verse 14, you can just spend a nice series and talking about God's plan for His church, God's plan for you and I. And each time, I'm sure for you, and for myself, each time we reflect on this, today we're coming saying, Lord, I'm naked. And that's what God wants. Lord, I'm naked. I am nothing. And so Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, it says, "And behold, I stand at the door and knock." Now watch these things that are going on. Number one, He's knocking. Number two, if any man. Now that's a powerful word there, the if. Because everything depends on that little two-letter word there, if any man. So if we open, notice what would happen, just that opening. Just if you hear and open, then watch this, I will come in and sup or dine with you and you with me. And then here comes our word now, to him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne. You see, friends, we like that idea of sitting on the throne with him. Isn't it a wonderful thing to think about, though? Yes, it is wonderful. But notice what comes before that. Sit on the throne, before sitting comes overcoming. Yes. So overcoming proceeds, and then we move on to the sitting. You see, it is natural for us to want the crown, but not the cross. It is amazing for us to have a testimony, but we don't all the time appreciate the test. Before the test comes the testimony. Or before the testimony, sorry, comes the test. That's the right way to say it. Before the testimony comes the test. Before the crown comes the cross. Did Jesus say something about us taking up our cross? Oh yes. He said it, right? In Matthew 16, verse 24. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Now, I like the way Luke puts it. You see, each one has something, the way that they experience Christ. Now, Matthew said, take up their cross and follow me. Luke says, take up your cross daily. And that makes a difference. Yes, daily. Luke 9:23. Matthew 16:24, same verse, Luke add that word daily. And it's reminding us this morning, beloved friends, of how we need to daily take up that cross. Daily. Daily take it up. How do we do that daily? The three things, and we are going to wash. The true overcomer, number one, overcomes self first. You see, Steps of Christ, page 43, paragraph 3, states the warfare against self is the greatest battle that was ever fought. The yielding of self, surrendering all to the will of God, requires a struggle. Watch this. Requires a struggle, but the soul must submit to God before it can be renewed in holiness. How many wants to be renewed in holiness this morning? Amen? I want that renewal. But watch what must take place. Notice the cross before the crown idea coming into this. The soul, it says this requires a struggle. The cross, a struggle. But the soul must submit the cross to God before it can be renewed into holiness. So, number one, overcoming self first. Friends, there are times when we have the difficulties and we wonder why I'm not overcoming, and we are tempted to even look at another person. This person or the situation, this is stopping me or blocking me. But you see, no. It's rather self is the first thing that's blocking us. As we've just read, let him deny himself. And here it says, the warfare against self is the greatest. So what's going on here? If we are touched so or too easily, it's because self is too alive. Do you see? And so we're told, and it is written, as it relates to us, not our being weighed down or not overcoming, not allowing Christ to work through us and to give us the victory, as 1 Corinthians reminds us, thanks be to God who gives us the victory. He's the one that gives the victory. But many times self is in the way of the victory because we want something a certain way. And when God puts something the other way, he knows that it is through this we're going to overcome, but we're thinking, no, I want the other way. And God said, no, that's not the best way for you. So denying of self, saying, Lord, not I, but Christ. It's that denying of oneself, saying, Lord, even when I can't see it, I don't understand it, but I believe it because you have said it. Now, Lord, take me, as the song says, I would be their Savior, wholly thine. Holy, total. So overcoming self first.
we most times revert or think about others or things that doesn't allow us to overcome. We hardly look at ourselves as many times the culprit. It's amazing. But God is trying to remind us that, listen, if you just get self out of the way, you will see that people, a preacher once put it this way, that we don't overcome as we should because we're so alive and God is looking for dead Christians. We're so alive. And he said, you see, when you go to a funeral and you look at the coffin and all of that, and you see what's going on, you can take the dead man and punch him in the face. He's just using an analogy here. He's not going to do that. It looks a little awkward, right, to do that. But he said, you can punch a dead man. You can say what you want about the dead man in the coffin. You can do all of these things. What can he do? Nothing. But he said, now you take a Christian and you just say a few words. And boy, they reply. And boy, they are ready to fight back. And he said, yes, it shows. It shows. Why we don't overcome many times is because we are too alive. And Christ is saying, I'm looking for dead saints. That sounds a little rare to say, right? Because God wants us to be alive in Him. Now, the dead is dead to sin.
The saint that is dead to sin, but be alive to Christ. That when we are going through the battles, we're saying, Lord, I know you're here, and I know you haven't given me the spirit of fear, but of love and of a sound mind. So overcome self first. Number two, Jesus overcame the world. And gave us that example. John 16, verse 33. 2 Peter 2, verse 20. We see the very similar example and idea. So Jesus says, I have overcome the world. And that is the example we have today, friends. As we are pressing to be more and more like Jesus, we can be reminded. Number two, Jesus overcame the world and therefore gives overcoming power. Amen? And so 2 Peter 2, in verse 20, look at what the Bible says. I like this one. It says here, chapter 2, and we are looking at verse 20. Okay. Here's what it says. For after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the law, knowledge of the Lord Savior, Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome. The latter end is worse. And it's talking about when you have loved God, you have entangled. And the good thing about God is that sometimes we have entangled ourselves, but He's saying, hey, I can untangle you. And this is what He wants to do with us this morning. As we go to wash today, let's remember He has overcome the world. And finally, we can overcome together with Jesus. That's it right there. Overcoming together with Him. You see, we overcome self. We look in ourselves and realize, is Christ really there? Am I on my own doing my own thing? And then we remember He overcomes the world. So He sets an example for us. We just look at the verses. John 16, 33. I have overcome. And Christ is saying, yes, I want to give you that same overcoming power. And then in Jude 24, I want to reflect on this idea here. It says, Jude has one chapter, so verse 24. Number three, overcoming together with Jesus. Jesus reminds us today we don't have to walk alone. He reminds us we don't have to do this on our own strength or with our own strength. So in verse 24, it said, now to Him who is able to keep you from stumbling or from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with what? Exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. So this is God saying yes unto Him who is able. So He's able now to help us with this overcoming. and to give us the power to keep marching forward, knowing that it's not in our strength, but it is in the strength of God. So today as we wash, let us plead with God. Father, I realize self is a danger here, and I've not been overcoming, and I've been blaming others and blaming things, but really I've not been truly submitted. Number two, Father, you have given us that example of overcoming. How did you overcome? Yes, you clung to your Father. And you repeated the phrase, not as I will, but thy will be done. And even in the hardest time when you, Jesus, felt like you needed the cup to be removed, you said, Lord, take it away. But nevertheless, not as I will, but thy will be done. How many times, Lord, we want the cup to be taken away? Yes, and it's true, and it's no problem. But remind us to always ask for your will. And that if you put it to us, you will take us through it. If you allow it, dear Father, we know that you have a plan in it. So help us to be gracious in trials, to be patient, and to always love, to rely and recline on your breast like the Apostle John. So as we wash this morning, may God do this for us. May give us this overcoming power that we remember the battle is not ours, it belongs to God. And we get in trouble when we take the battle on our own. And we want to take matters into our own hands. Father, I pray now that you will help each of us to not take matters in our hands, but to allow you to truly guide at every step. And yes, Father, we have faltered, we have fallen throughout the past days, and we're saying this morning, Lord Jesus, I want to be perfectly whole. I want you now to come and dwell or live in my soul. Break down every idol, cast out every foe. Now wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Give us that experience today. Give us that new start. Give us, Lord, the newness of life so that we can walk closer and always with Christ. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, as we go to wash, we want to sing the song here, Clayton, There's Power in the Blood. So let's stand together. We're going to wash and come back and partake of the table, 294. And there indeed power. Power to overcome. Power to deny my feelings. Power to accept Jesus.
Be free from your burden of sin. There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you move? Victory win. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power. From your passion and pride, there's power in the blood, power in the blood. For a cleansing to Calvary's side, there's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power. Yes. service for Jesus, your King. There's power in the blood, power in the blood. His praises to sing, His wonderful power in the blood.